When you drive into the Indianapolis International Airport, you see FedEx planes on the tarmac. You pass FedEx facilities, the kinds of massive warehouses that surround many an airport in this country. It was inside one of those facilities that a man opened fire overnight. Eric Weddle of our member station WFYI reports on what little is known.
Police say at least 9 people died, including the gunman, at the warehouse here. Gunshots were reported just after 11 p.m. Thursday. Janae Cook, with the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police, said when officers arrived, they entered the facility while the man was still firing.
They arrived to an active shooter incident at that location. Preliminary information at this time is that the alleged shooter has taken his own life here at the scene.
4 people were taken to area hospitals with gunshot wounds. Others were injured too. Families of the FedEx employees gathered at a nearby hotel to wait for more information. Cook called the shooting heartbreaking.
And you know, in the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, the officers responded. They came in, they went in, and they did their job. And a lot of them are trying to face this because this is a sight that no one should ever have to see.
Police said they're still seeking a motive. They did not release any information about the victims or the shooter or what kind of weapon he used. In a statement, FedEx said it was cooperating with authorities. The killings on Thursday marked the 3rd mass shooting in Indianapolis this year. For NPR News, I am Eric Weddle in Indianapolis.